FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley, a dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the world of food and wine. Today I'm chatting to fellow food lover and tour operator Murray Nicol, who spends more of his time in Vietnam than he does in South Africa. Welcome to the show, Murray.
Thank you very much, Jenny. Nice to be on your show.
It's very exciting. Culinary travel we see a lot of here in the Western Cape, people coming to our shores to taste our food. But it does work both ways, and one of the most attractive destinations at the moment for South Africans is Vietnam. And I'm sure it's because the cuisine is absolutely tantalizing, and maybe also because the visas are so easy. But I'm hoping you're going to tell us a little bit about how we can discover their culture through food.
Absolutely, Jenny. Anthony Bourdain absolutely loved Vietnamese cuisine, and Gordon Ramsay as well. So I think they put the food there on the map.
Well, I understand why, because, you know, Murray, I'm very lucky in my work. I do travel on my taste buds, and there was so much in Vietnam that was absolutely captivating. And for me, it is about the culture, the fact that there's no refrigeration in many homes, so the women go to the market in the morning and the afternoon, and they buy what's fresh and they eat what's free, and they also share. I think it's a very authentic type of person who just loves what they have, and when they always have this theory that when they've eaten enough and they're on their haunches and their tummy can touch their legs, it's time to share their food with someone else. So I think we can learn so much about their culture through food. But tell me, what are your favorite dishes?
Well, I've actually just spent 2 hours walking through the markets this morning in Hanoi with a group, and they absolutely love the vibes and the colors and the smells of the fresh ingredients. And then we stopped at one of Anthony Bourdain's favorite restaurants, the Bun Cha Obama restaurants. So I do love a Bun Cha, which is a sweet soup with noodles and a grilled pork inside it. So that's one of my favorites. And then a go-to every day would be a nice banh mi, which is that fresh baguette that the Vietnamese made even better than the French by adding some rice flour to the baguette. And that's filled with lovely ingredients. It's got pork pate, it's got crispy pork, and it's got a whole lot of green leaves and lovely goodies in it, that and a bit of chili that make it taste so fantastic.
Mm.
And then the pho, everyone loves a good pho. And, you know, that's so good for your gut health. It's a lot of bone broth and lots of fresh leaves in it. So those are three of my favorite dishes. I could carry on.
And make us hungry, I'm sure of it. Yes.
Yes.
But it's interesting also how the cuisine makes one feel quite healthy. There's not a lot of protein. There's very little fat. It's just you do feel quite rejuvenated when you're eating like that. So you're putting together, and I've been very happy to help you on this, a 10-day culinary tour for April next year, from street food to markets, hands-on cookery, dining in a chef's home, an overnight cruise, and some Michelin star restaurants. And I think what many people would love is the fact that it's all done for them. People are often intimidated traveling to Southeast Asia, either on their own or there for the first time. So you kind of putting laid-back luxury all together. Tell me more.
I am. We've hosted a few very upmarket trips recently. So you've always had the backpackers in Vietnam, and they've done it on a very tight budget. And I suppose once the backpackers have come through, then maybe moms and dads and people with a bit more money want to experience Vietnam. And we're finding a lot of wealthy people are loving the five-star luxury of Vietnam. They've got some of the finest hotels in the world here and some of the top restaurants. And combining those two with a luxury cruise on one of the seven wonders of the world, Ha Long Bay, it just makes a great five-star destination.
It certainly
does. And that's what
we
want to try and do with you, Jenny.
Wonderful. Well, I am happy to visit Vietnam every year if I can. So, Murray, thank you for whetting our appetite. That is a very exciting intro. And I can only wish you more wonderful meals in Vietnam.
Thank you so much. And I'd love to show you around Vietnam and travel Vietnam with you and your fine dining friends.
That was Murray Nicol, live from Vietnam. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to devour. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious. FMR.